And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. That's when I'm reading something in the scripture and it jumps out and says, hey, Dave, use me because I can help you. And then I try and take that and communicate it with you. Our first one, assets and liabilities. Assets and liabilities. Also, why does God allow... Now stop. You can fill in the blank. Why does God allow? And then you'll fill in the blank. We're also going to do a very interesting Webster move. We're going to define the word but. That is one of our goals. And then we'll close it out telling everybody that we need to be TIG-ers.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. That, I promise you. Politics, I promise you won't be a part of it. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Just so much more. How much more? A lot. A real lot more stuff. Yeah. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473-866. K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. Two cans and a string. That's what it is. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he shut down speculation that 401k plans may be changed to pay for tax cuts because they're important for middle-class retirement, even though House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady says those 401k plans could still be on the table.
Well, maybe it is, and maybe we'll use it as negotiating, but I trust me, that's one of the great things. You know, there are certain elements of deals you don't want to negotiate with. 401ks, and Kevin knows it, and I think Kevin Brady is fantastic, but he knows how important 401ks are.
News reports first surfaced over the weekend that Republican lawmakers were considering changing 401k rules. Congressman Brady did not specify the possible changes the GOP is considering. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 112 points to 23,329. The NASDAQ dropped 35. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
What do you say when you're asked about abortion, suicide, euthanasia, and capital punishment? You know how you feel, but can you share your thoughts effectively, compassionately? Do you know what the Bible says? Now you can, with the help of Pastor Philip DeCourcy from Know the Truth Radio.
Not all killing is murder. There is a distinction between taking innocent life and taking the life of those guilty of heinous crimes.
Pastor Philip wants you to have a free USB flash drive with his biblical teachings on matters of life and death. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword life.
When God dies in the mind of a culture, man dies.
Pastor Philip confronts the moral issues of our time in matters of life and death. It could help you influence others years to preserve, not destroy, life. Ask for your free USB flash drive.
Log on to kprz.com, keyword life. That's kprz.com, keyword life.
Experience resident life, worship in chapel, sit in on classes, meet current students and faculty, participate in events, and enjoy San Diego Christian College. Register to experience college for a weekend at San Diego Christian on October 26th through the 28th. College for a Weekend offers a great opportunity to visit the beautiful campus and immerse yourself in the SDC community and truly experience what life at SDC is all about. You'll have an opportunity to learn about the financial aid resources that are available to you, speak to SDC coaches if you're interested in athletics, and converse with professors from the major of your choice. Visiting the college that you're interested in can be an important step in deciding on the right school for you. We believe that San Diego Christian provides so much more than just a great education. Don't just take our word for it. Join us for College for a Weekend and see firsthand the exciting things happening at SDC. Learn more at sdcc.edu. That's sdcc.edu.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait, Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the cash call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Let's see, we're sitting on October 25th, 2017, taking a look at the weather. It's been pretty warm, but it has been nice. I mean, it's nice. It's really not warm considering depending where you've come from. So if you are from San Diego, this would be considered warm, okay? If you are from any other state in the country, it's not probably considered really that warm. I spent quite a bit of time in Arizona. I can promise you it is, you know when they say it's hot, but it's a dry heat? Yeah, not at 118, it's not a dry heat. So forget it, that doesn't work. But I will say this, there is, I guess, some really nice weather coming. That'll be the one big thing that when we go, my wife and I go from here to Texas that we will miss is the great weather. Apparently, they have colder weather during the winter, which I like. I'm a fan of that. And the only other thing that counts is that the landlord has just put in a brand new air conditioner into the place we're going. So that's, I'm pretty happy about that. Those are good things. We could always use your prayers. I know you're busy. You got a lot of stuff going on in your life. And every once in a while, maybe you tune in just to hear a couple things. Maybe it's been encouraging, maybe challenging. Maybe it just drives you crazy. It will only drive you crazy for another 7-8 shows, and then it'll just be a short putt instead of driving you crazy. And after all of that, we would just ask you to pray for us, that the Lord would guide us and direct us in the things we're going to do. Very excited, though. Seems like it's just an incredibly divinely ordered move. So we're excited about that. That part is a real blessing. The other thing I want to say is shout out to Parking Lot Lady again, in case you didn't hear me the first hour. Great job. I wish I would have known it was you. I'd have dragged you right into the studio and made you talk on the microphone. So in one sense, you're probably lucky. I'm just saying. And then for everything else we've got today, tomorrow and Friday. And then next week, we got some interesting things. Dr. Jeffress is going to join us, and as well as Adam Hamill is going to join us. We'll probably have Steve Wheeler on, some of our regulars. And then a week from Friday, Noah will be producing, robo-producer, and we're going to do we've got 1,200 shows with about 2,400 hours in it. And we're going to, you know, talk back and forth, share about different people, and then play certain clips. Because some of it will be really, like, intense, and some of it will be a little funny or humorous for those that understand that God made you, so it's funny. Let's move into our first situation here called assets and liability. So I want to read you a scripture and make sure that you're not unfamiliar with this. It's 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. If you are unfamiliar with 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, you should know this. It is in the further part of your Bible, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be reading it. It does say this: dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. Do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. So I think it's fair to support each denomination that will say a prosperity gospel cannot truly handle a passage like this. Because Peter, writing under the verbal plenary process from the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit inspiring what he's writing without Peter losing his personality and just being robotic, is telling people not to be surprised. Nothing should be surprised. This shouldn't catch you off guard that you're going through a painful trial and that that painful trial has created suffering, as though that were something bizarre. And I think the idea there is for us to understand it's not bizarre, that Jesus had the perfect walk, and in the perfect walk suffered in several sections. And I know I've been in the meetings, in case you're wondering, and I won't name the evangelist or anything, but I've been in the meetings where they have said, well, if people want to suffer, let them suffer. Let me tell you something about suffering that some of the most brilliant C.S. Lewis wrote about, all the brilliant authors of our time. Suffering gives us a connection to Jesus. I wrote a whole paper on this for my two classes ago, that suffering, some people suffer and they wear it as a badge, like a martyrdom kind of process. Gee, aren't I spiritual? I'm suffering. Which is why people go around smacking their back with wood and chains and so on and so forth. That has nothing to do with it. Real suffering is suffering for the faith, and that faith that you're suffering, not suffering because you can't pay rent. That's not suffering the way that Jesus suffered. He suffered because of what he said and because of what he did, not because of what he made or didn't make. And that suffering that we go through that's faith connected, that's because of Jesus, gives us a taste of what Jesus encountered. And that connects us to Jesus. Now, it is true, you can suffer in the realm of finances by making a decision in the kingdom and rejecting finances. You can suffer the consequences of that decision. That does happen. But it's not just you're behind in rent. I want to kind of make that distinction. If you're making a decision, or if you're in the process of walking with the Lord, and the decisions you make and the walk that you make put you in a position that you are suffering for your faith, for your connection to Jesus, then you're connecting to him in the fullness. That's the suffering. And we suffer in relationships. Many of you have lost relationships because you have maintained your faith. I have lost a multitude of relationships. Some I could care less about. Others I care deeply about. But it's there. And the ones that I don't care about, I don't really consider suffering because I don't care about them. Just being honest. Some of us suffer in maybe the emotional connections or in some certain health realms. It's different realms, but if it's connected to faith, then it connects you to Jesus, and that's the suffering. I'm not just talking about suffering that the sin of the world brings in its totality. I'm talking about your painful trial that you're suffering because you love Jesus. I'm talking about when Satan throws a rock at your head and it gets through the armor and it hits you in the temple and it hurts. That's suffering for the faith. All right? Not because you ate too much food the night before and now you got a tummy ache. That's not suffering for Jesus. But the scripture tells us, even with all of the benefits that we have, and man, do we have benefits, eternal life, a God that will never abandon us, he that will hear us whenever we call upon his name, brothers and sisters in the Lord, a city of gold. I mean, there's so many great things about real Christianity. You can actually find purpose by losing yourself as opposed to going on this fake worldly journey to find yourself. It's like you lose yourself in the Lord and then you find why you were created and you come to fruition as a human being and you come to a settlement within your spirit. These are just a few of the benefits. Healing is a benefit. Grace is a benefit. Mercy is a benefit. The kindness of God. The moments where he protects you and you don't even know. And the moments where he protects you and you do know. How about this? The moments God protects your children. What a benefit. With all those benefits and the greatest friend and a God who loves us dearly and passionately, there are still things that we got to suffer. There is still pain in the Christian walk. We'll be free from pain at a certain point. But that point has not yet arrived. We have been delivered from the penalty of sin. We are being delivered from the power of sin. When we are delivered from the presence of sin, there will be no more pain. So with all the benefits, there has to be a maturity that says, you know what? We still have to go through painful trials. It's just part of the process of becoming more Christ-like. It's true that we do a lot of whining about it, probably a lot more than we should. I don't see Jesus whining as much as us. All right, we come back. We're going to look at why. Get to that next level. Why that pain? Next to our connection to Jesus, why is that pain allowed? That's what I'm going to address. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Join the Christian resistance. Listen to What's Right, What's Left on K-Praise weeknights 10 to midnight with Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders and Double X.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
For over four decades, Pastor Sanders has been reaching millions worldwide with his informative, powerful, truthful scripture and liberty program. Check out how to participate live, on air, at kprz.com. Meanwhile, listen pre-recorded weeknights at 10.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Join the Christian resistance. Listen to What's Right, What's Left on K-Praise weeknights 10 to midnight with Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders and Double X on AM 1210 K-Praise.
HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, you missed yesterday's meeting. You said you'd be there.
True, Mr. Employee of the Month, but yesterday was opposite day, so when I said I was going, I actually meant I wasn't.
Wait, opposite day? So everything you said yesterday had the opposite meaning?
Right.
So, wait, when you told me you didn't have pink eye...
I actually have a raging case of it.
And when you said you finished the Q3 reports...
Haven't even started them.
Oh, well then, that must mean that when you were asking for a raise, you were really asking for a pay cut.
Touché, Mr. Employee of the Month. Touché.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. But if you want Employees of the Month, go where smart local job seekers find good local jobs. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
We don't discriminate against people named Dave. Dave is a common name, fun to say, and so we're using it as a catch-all for lackluster employees everywhere. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Attention! More and more Californians are finding out that they, or a loved one, are not properly prepared for retirement. But it doesn't have to be that way. Retirement Wellness Radio airs right here on KPRZ, weekday evenings at 8 p.m. Your host, Yvette, and her expert guests will help educate you on Medicare, long-term care, and how you can be better prepared. Tune in at 8 p.m. every weekday evening and start vetting your financial future with Yvette.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. But I feel like breaking
out, having some good time. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want, you can reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Great way to go about that. Also, don't forget the book, Church Disappointment, His Appointment. It's under churchdisappointment.com, and it's under hisappointment.com. But the truth is, if you go to Amazon and type in David Spoon, it'll just pop up. I mean, that's probably one of the easier ways to go about it, unless you don't want to do it from Amazon. Then they have Barnes & Noble and Books A Million and some of those others. We encourage you to do that. Also, we always encourage you to get the KPRZ app, which is absolutely free for Android or for your iPhone, any of the thereabouts or anything else. So check that out. And then, as always, we encourage you to check out WKPRZ. How's that a good one? Is it impressive that? Did you like that? WKPRZ. All right. Check out KPRZ. Was I going to do the Cincinnati line? WKRP in Cincinnati? That's what was coming up. I just got radio on the brain. I'm getting older. My wife has another term for it. It is not the word older. Okay. But she got that term. Anyhow, check it out. KPRZ.com, see what's going on in the community and different things that we offer. Let's take this next element. We talked about assets and liabilities, and what we did say is one of the things that is inescapable as a Christian is that our suffering in the name of Christ, for the cause of Christ in any capacity, connects us to Jesus Christ. There's just nothing more important than that. And I think what needs to be understood is when Paul's talking about Philippians chapter 3, when he says, I will do anything to attain to the resurrection of the dead, he's not saying he wants to just find that resurrection. He wants to be just like Jesus in all of the processes he's going through. And if you read Philippians 3, 8, 9, and 10, you'll see that that whole portion together is him yearning to have this closeness to the Lord. In fact, he says this, and I think you all can relate to this. He goes, I want to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I want to seize the thing that God seized me for. That's his whole life. So that connection is straight to Christ. Now, this is in addition, and I want to get you ready for this, because this is the one that I don't like, you don't like, nobody likes. But it's just in the Word, and there's no escaping this. And you think, well, you should like it. Well, I know I should like it, but sometimes my flesh creeps up and goes, ew, just like yours. So the question is, well, okay, and that suffering, so we do understand there's a connection, but is there another reason why God would allow us to go through stuff? I mean, maybe you're going through a trial. Maybe that trial isn't only related to the Lord, but maybe it's just a trial. A testing of your faith. You know, a trial is a test. You remember school? Remember how they did those quizzes, the pop quizzes? Well, God doesn't give a lot of quizzes. He does a lot of testing. Not a lot of quizzes going on from the Lord. Now they are open book. Oh, that's a good one. They're open book. Because you got the book right there. All right. Why does God allow it all? Let's look at that. It's fair enough to ask, so it's fair enough to review. Let's look at that. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 7. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Take that out, please. Yeah, let's go over that again. You go through trials, and we talked about the trials that connect us directly to the suffering of Christ, and that is our personal connection to him. Is very, very important to appreciate that if you suffer with Jesus, you'll be glorified with Jesus. Hugely important. And that's in regards to the faith, not for being a jerk. In this portion, it takes another turn. It takes a what C.S. Lewis would call it a degree turn. And it says, now, if you're in all these different kinds of trial and you're going through all this stuff, let's be aware of this. Oh, well, what's that, Lord? That your faith of greater worth than gold is going to be refined by fire. That doesn't sound fun. So it can be proved genuine and may result in praise. So there's two reasons why you go through any trial. Why pain is allowed at any level. Why God just doesn't wipe it out. Oh, dump the devil. Dump all the people that reject you. Let's start right now. Well, there's other people yet to come who are not yet a part of the kingdom, so we're going to have to wait. But it's clear that trials exist to make sure that our faith is legit. Now, when I say to make sure our faith is legit, I don't mean to God. I mean to ourselves. You see, God knows if your faith is legit. But you know what? You don't. You don't know how real that faith is until it's under the fire. You don't know the level that your faith will go until you're put in the position where it's stretched. And you have to see it so you can know where you're at in the Lord. And so he allows these trials and these painful things to come in so that there can be an understanding that the refinement process is an enabler for us to understand that our faith is genuine, and maybe our faith's at a 2, maybe it's at a 3, a 4, a 5, a 6, a 7, wherever it is, that it's got to go up no matter where it is. If it's at a 10, I'm impressed, because that means you're praying and every single prayer you've ever prayed is being answered. I'd be surprised. But that refinement process is really important. I'm going to give you an example, kind of personal, try and do it really, really well. So my dad passed away when I was 20. I turned 20 in the early December part. He passed away around the 25th of January, just to give you an idea of what the time frame was. He was in the hospital for the last 3 years of his life. So it was, you know, it's been going on for a while, maybe 2.5 years. And when he died, it was an interesting moment when my brother came in the room with me and we're looking at my dad and he's dead. I mean, that is a bizarre, hard thing when you're 20, right? And when you're 24 or 20, what was he? 24, I think. And we're looking at my dad, and he's dead. He's just like, it's just like no life. It's not the first body I'd ever seen, because unfortunately I'd been around death a few times prior, but this was the first super, super close, right? And then we looked at each other and affirmed to each other that this was why we had faith, because of what we were looking at right there. That even though my dad was dead, his existence did not cease. And I think my brother and I realized the depth or let's maybe say that differently, the reality that we have an active faith because we believe that that room was not the cessation of our parent and that there was more in this whole process. And we affirm that to one another. We're the only two that are believers in our family, but we stood firm in that faith looking right at death and the death of our dad. So that was powerful, but important. And it demonstrated to both of us a genuineness in our faith. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I was kind of at wit's end.
I like to go one way, he likes to go another way.
Maybe now is the time to invest in your marriage.
I thought I was doing everything that I could do.
Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Immediate practical help for today.
This conference gives you a chance to be transparent.
It sparked a habit of deeper communication in our marriage.
And hope for tomorrow.
The biggest thing is that it can bring hope in a marriage.
It touched on subjects we had not even talked about.
It's been the jumping off point for hundreds of conversations.
So get away and do something great for your marriage at Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Coming to La Jolla, November 17th.
If you really are serious about marriage, you really have to
invest.
Invest and get help. Because we all need help.
Ready to invest in your marriage? Visit weekendtoremember.com.
The investment that you make would be invaluable.
You've heard about E. coli's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from E. coli to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we could count on E. coli Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at E. coli, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
How much time and money do you spend buying lattes and espresso drinks? Express Fix Coffee invites you to discover super automatic espresso machines for your home or office. Enjoy delicious coffee drinks at the push of a button. Dave Martin and his local team help you choose the perfect machine for you. Call Express Fix Coffee for new or used espresso machines, repairs, parts, or accessories. Learn more online at expressfixcoffee.com. Call Dave at 619-825-3985.
Be sure to join us for the 9th Annual VES National Apologetic Conference at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego, featuring Pastor Ray Bentley and Greg Kogel from Stand to Reason, and much more in defense of the sanctity of human life, Friday, October 27th and 28th. Register today at conference.ves.edu.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're going to spend a little time defining the word but. That's right. Let's go over the brief recap. We've just briefly been talking about assets and liabilities in the Christian faith. There are tremendous assets in the kingdom of God being a Christian. Fantastic. Nothing quite like having the life insurance that you have in the kingdom. You have eternal life insurance. I love it. Some of you have a better assurance plan than others. That's all I'm going to say. I'll just leave that there and let you work that out. It's kind of humorous there. And then we talked about, in that next segment, the one of the reasons that the Lord allows these trials has to do with us understanding the legitimacy of our own faith. That we need to know where we're at. You need to know what's going on. Sometimes you will be in the midst of the most fiery trial, and then all of a sudden, and it's happened to me in a good way and a bad way, I think, and all of a sudden you're just like, okay, everything's fine. I just know God's got it. And then you just stop. Well, that is a manifestation of the genuineness or the legitimacy of your faith. That's pretty important. Because, you know, we're great at worry. I mean, I have never met somebody lousy at worry. Oh, you're a terrible worrier. I've never heard that. Everybody's great at it. And so you go through this and you understand assets and liabilities. You understand, well, this is making our, you know, it makes it a legitimacy to our faith. But you also understand that pain is a drag. And going through painful trials, it's not, you know, you can rejoice because you know the end result. But there is a process still to go through. Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, not because he thought that part was fun, but because he knew what was coming. And so what happens to us is we kind of get stuck and we just think, oh, it's so painful. It's so painful. And I don't know about you, but when I'm in actual pain, I'm just going to say this, and maybe I'll say it wrong, so please forgive me. But when I'm in actual pain, I don't feel closer to God. I feel pain. I don't know how else to say it. Like, if I broke my leg in three places sliding into second base because the base didn't break away. In fact, the people on the opposite bench heard my leg break. They heard it snap. So, you know, I got home and put my leg up and, you know, I took a little, you know, pill that was supposed to calm things down or whatever. And the person said to me, well, depending on the severity of the break, he said, I'll give you 45 minutes to an hour and 30 minutes before you're begging me to drive you to the hospital. Well, he was wrong. It was 35 minutes. And it was just horrible. And it's not that I disbelieved in the Lord. I just felt alone in the pain. It had that feeling. Now, those feelings were not true. It wasn't that the Lord abandoned me. It just is that sense of separation from everything around me because it hurt so much. And if you think, well, that's very unusual, I would have to disagree with you based on two very significant people, King David and the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that's two really good witnesses for me. And in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Psalm 22, verse 1 through 3. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer by night, and am not silent. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. There is a distancing that takes place during certain points of suffering that we all go through that. There's nothing bizarre about that. It doesn't necessitate God's actual geographical location, but it does necessitate where we're at. Now, we can argue about the cross and what, you know, but that was the moment the Father looked away. That's what a lot of theologians say. That's fine, but that's not what it says. It's fine to believe that. I have zero problem. That's the one moment that God turned away and he couldn't look at sin because God can never behold sin. You know, Satan accuses the brethren in the throne room, right? You know that, right? So let's back off on some of that. Let's at least set it right. What's being said is, and Jesus repeats this on the cross, where are you? I need some relief, and I need it now. There's nothing bizarre about that. That's what you pray. That's normal. Now watch, because this is the big thing. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me and so far from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer by night and am not silent. This is somebody who is yelling for help. But look at verse 3. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. I am in pain. I can't stand this trial. It is lousy. Blah, I don't like it. It's terrible. But you're still on the throne. You understand? You're still on the throne. You're still in charge. That word yet is also the word but. But in the Webster Dictionary, well, in the 1977 edition, meant on the other hand. Now, why is that important? Because when you're having a conversation with somebody and they say to you, I love you, but, that means on the other hand, and that's what you got to be aware of. So when you're buying a car and the guy goes, this car, there's nothing wrong, but, and then whatever is that person's going to say, that's the exact opposite of what they just said, no matter where it goes. It's on the other hand, or nevertheless, something along those lines. And so when you have Jesus saying, where are you? This is painful. Ouch, ouch. But he is quoting Psalm 22, verse 1 through 2. Some people think he would have quoted the whole psalm. If you read the whole psalm, you kind of get a different theological take. But verse 3 says, yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. You are you. You've gone nowhere. Even though I feel alone and separated and disconnected from you, I'm not. Because you're there with me. Now, again, if you want to jump into the theology and make it about Jesus and the hamartiology and the moment that salvation takes place and that process, you can. I don't have any problem with that. That's not what it is for you. It doesn't say God looked away. In fact, the rest of the psalm says God never looked away. But what it is for you and for me on a cross. For David on a cross going, where are you? But even though I can't feel you, I know you are with me. I know you are present. I know that you're connected to me. So you and I can go through, you know, the asset and liability review. We can look at why God allows it to give us that sense of legitimacy in our faith. And we can even be on a cross and feel a bazillion miles away from God. But what do you know for a fact that God is not a bazillion miles away from you? Because Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Lord, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. He's not apart from you, even if it feels like it. This is why you got to be careful about your feelings. And that's really, really important. In fact, look at the next verse, 4 and 5. In you, our fathers put their trust. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you, they trusted and were not disappointed. The rest of that verse, the rest of that psalm, is like outstanding. But before you get to the good part, you're going through the bad part. Hey, before you get the good news, you still have to hear the bad news. And the idea that we go through these things and get that sense of distance, that is not abnormal. Jesus went through that. David went through that. Paul went through that. Peter went through that. Everybody goes through that, I think. But the truth is, God is not far from any one of us. And while it may seem like he's not paying attention, he's always paying attention. And while it may not seem or appear as though it's all under control, it's always under control. The only chaos is the chaos in your mind. God's not having a problem. He's not up there running around like a chicken with his head cut off. You are. He's not the one worried. You are. So now you think about it and you go, hey, wow. That's fascinating. It's fascinating to recognize that God will never abandon you ever, even if you cannot sense where he is. He is still there. You know what that's called? Truth. And you know what truth does? Destroys the lie. That's what it does. Take a short break. Come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
There is no love in the world. There is no
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing, and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down. Right now, they are offering a free Wall Street Insider Kit, so you can get started right away. Just call 888-631-TRADE. You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free. Call 888-631-TRADE. They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it? Call 888-631-TRADE. Call 888-631-TRADE. 888-631-8723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors just like you publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values. To help you get started, we want to send you our free author submission kit. Christian Faith Publishing reviews every book submitted to us, and if your book is approved, we'll edit, design, copyright protect, print, and distribute your book online and in bookstores everywhere. Imagine seeing your book in specialty Christian bookstores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. It could happen, and it all starts with one call to Christian Faith Publishing at 800-566-1012 for your free author submission kit. If you have a novel, children's book, poetry, biography, or any inspirational work you've written, we can help you get it published today. Shouldn't you work with a publisher who shares your Christian values of integrity and honesty? You can get your book published. So call for your free author submission kit right now. Call 800-566-1012. That's 800-566-1012. 800-566-1012.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. To reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Last shout out to Parking Lot Lady. Thank you for my DZ Akins certificate. I'm going to get a chance to use it this week, so I'm excited about that. If you're a Jewish Christian and you don't like corned beef, I wonder. Anyhow, again, you got KPRZ.com. Don't forget our Facebook page. We have some really cool guests as we're going to be winding down the show. We are at, this is Ocho. What is that? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, siete. So it's siete tomorrow, I guess. Seven tomorrow. I don't know. I don't speak the various languages. I do my best. I'm not even sure I speak Christianese very good, but I'm working. We have discussed assets and liabilities of faith, and then also why does God allow the trial and the pain in the trial, and we discuss that and understand that it helps us see the legitimacy of our faith. And even in the midst of the trial, you can feel like God is a bazillion miles away, and who hasn't felt like that? God is not some special gaseous kind of being hanging out at the former planet known as Pluto. He is right there with you making that commitment, that same commitment that he mentioned in Matthew 28, which he also mentions in Hebrew chapter 13, and also in the book of Deuteronomy, and also in the book of Numbers, how he is with us, and no less being with us all the time. That's why Jesus is named Emmanuel, God with us. Okay, got it. So there's a part where you understand that this moves from disappointment, which we've talked about in the past, to his appointment. But so you change, that's the Phil Keaggy song, you know, disappointment, his appointment. Change one letter, and I'll see that the thwarting of my purpose is God's better choice for me. That's a great line. That's one of the reasons I named that book, Church Disappointment, His Appointment. So what we eventually understand as we grow in the Lord, and that's the big key. We eventually understand as we grow up. Now, you might not want to grow up, and there are many things in Christianity I don't want to grow up in, but I need to grow up in. As we understand that it is true that God has been, is, and always will be very, very close. We might feel a distance. We might perceive a distance. We might sense that we are not in touch with the creator of the universe, but God's commitment is to never abandon. And unlike us, who are famous at abandonment, God's commitment stands firm. His word is secure. So as we grow up, what do we gotta figure out? I mean, what? Back to the classic portion. Everybody loves this portion of Scripture. I don't know anybody who doesn't like it. I pray with it every single morning. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. So basically, there is a simplistic answer to growing up, and that is God always was, always is, and always will be close to us, period. And it doesn't matter what the devil throws at us. It doesn't matter what anybody tosses in our direction. Kind of a nice way to say that. God's commitment stands firm, more solid than the foundation of the earth, which, if you believe the secular progressives, is not stable anyway. Just saying, if you're going to go all the way out. So what's the bottom line? What do we, how do we kind of, okay, great. So we understand there's assets, tremendous assets in Christianity. There's also liabilities. There's still pain that we go through. Why does God allow that? Connects us to Jesus and makes us see our own faith is legit. But when we go through that pain, Dave, there seems to be a distancing. Yep, that's how it feels. That's just not the truth. Because God is always with us. And when we grow up, we get it. So what do we need to become, or what do we need to do to kind of insert this? And then I just put as a conclusion, we need to be tigers. Now notice I did not say tigers. And I'm not using that as a shout out to the Detroit Tigers when people call them the Tiggers. I'm not doing that. And I'm not talking about Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. Although I think some of you thought that. We need to be Tiggers. T-I-G-E-R-S. You're thinking, what is that? That is T-I-G, trust in God. We need to be trusting God-ers. We need to be people that trust in God. We need to be trusting God-ers so that when we're going through whatever we're going through and we're processing whatever we're processing, we're operating in that simplicity of trust in the Lord with all our heart. And we got to lean not on our own understanding, because as smart as you and I are, dumb does come to mind, because we only see things from our perspective. It's just like any type of, even on a painting. I was thinking about this the other day. Even on a painting, when you see the painting is one thing. You look at the backside of the painting, you're like going, what happened? Well, that's the viewpoint that we see. We always see the stitching on the bottom where there's different sizes, different colors. Nothing makes sense. But God always sees the knitting as the perfect picture. He sees everything exactly as it is. Our viewpoint is detrimental. God's viewpoint is correct. So we need to trust him. Trust in the Lord with all our heart. We need to be Tiggers. And no matter what it is and how big it is, it ain't bigger than God, it ain't better than God, and it's not closer to you than God. And that's something that you can rest in, okay? Okay. It's all right?
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.